funny, fun, fun. Looking up at the sunny sun, sun. Butterfly cheeks and lemon cut hair.
I wish.
Holly or worry and never a care.
About to pour my heart out on this one.
The color of love.
Real shit.
And your eyes the color of love.
Let's go. West Avenue shit, off of Cherry Ridge. This obsession began when I wasn't very big. My daddy didn't live with my mama, so I was a hyperactive, disrespectful little bad motherfucker. Dickies and Chuckers, bandanas, NBA jerseys. At the bus stop, waiting, waking up early. My homie Eddie taught me how to roll a blunt. Skipping school, smoking in the ditch during lunch. Remember trading punches with Carlos Martinez. Behind the fast stop, they could never keep us. From throwing blows or blowing O's or tagging. Hat to the back and my pants stayed sagging. Where the bottom stayed dragging until they ragged. Pops was a heroin addict, my neighborhood was savage. Watched Trey get smoked for calling Adrian a faggot. Moved to the east side with one suitcase but more baggage. Of doubled up white, one of the only white kids in sight. Some ETGs beat my ass and did it out of spite. Used to pour my grandmama syrup in my Sprite. Pops went back to prison so my vision wasn't right. Used to climb the windows and steal Nintendos. 10 fingers, 10 toes, man, running as the wind blows. For your info, mama moved north to a trailer park. Exploring it like Raiders of the Lost Ark. With love for a lost art, I was on mine. Hill country living, but penning hard rhymes. And by graduation, I was living off El Monte. Cooking up crack with Kendrick Kino and Montre. And Les Hall's my partner that I rap with. Rode the Greyhound to Los Angeles back then. Auditioned for Loud Records, the age of 17. And a record deal is all the fuck I could ever see. Cause in my mind, a rapper's all I'd ever be. But passed on signing both him and me. And then I got the news I had a baby on the way. Not even an adult, but nothing I could say. But 6 months in, I found out wasn't his biological father. But no way I could give him back. In my eyes, he was my son, and that's that. And at that moment, I really turned
to rap. From where I came, but it doesn't look the same when you've been chasing the fame. With no complaints, cause I've soaked up game. Even when these haters trash my name, the question remains. Here I am, I'm still the same. Promise y'all ain't shit changed. The question remains. As others went and came, I promise they can't feel my pain. The question remains.
With no education, a kid on the way, I joined the military for benefits and pay. They got in some shit 3 years in, and they tried to send my ass to the pen. I beat the charge and got my GI Bill money and moved my ass to LA, where it's always sunny. Beaches full of honeys and the best weed on earth. Went to engineering school to get my think on first. Got an internship with the legend Raphael Sadiq at the studio. Music biz people in my reach. Listen to every combo given like Jesus gave them. And learn the industry's evil, Jesus save them. After 2 years I missed home, decided to move back. But couldn't find work, so I lived out my lack. 9 months homeless before my boy first put me on Motion Sonic Studios. They gave me a job, engineer but no salary. I work for room and board, sweeping out bathrooms and wrapping up cords. And I met Kevin Martis, my angel in disguise. And I met this band Mojo, introduced them to the guys. Within 6 months, back in Cali trying to get them signed. Took 9 label meetings, I was out of my mind. Never managed a group in my life, I faked it well. But every A&R told us they wouldn't sell, which was bullshit, I knew it. But it taught me lessons that I later applied to my own rap sessions. Got a banner gig, BET Awards after party. The limo on Sunset, blowing Bob Marley. My boy Brent invited Evan Bogart to listen in. When they asked me to freestyle, the story begins. Went from managing to damaging ears. Introduced to J.R. Rodham and started a damn career. Moved back to L.A. to plan the whole album out. And Kevin was the guy I was talking about. Put up the money to live, the Oakwood on Barhead. My girl moved to LA, she ain't far, man. Conceive a kid with her, belly getting big on her. Next rap superstar, feeling so miniature. Till she said someone from New York keeps calling you. This guy, Johnny Shipes, he
going
wanna talk to
where
you.
I came, but it doesn't look the same when you've been chasing the fame. But no complaints, cause I've soaked up game. Even when these haters trash my name, the question.
question remains.
Here I am, I'm still the same. Promise y'all ain't shit changed.
The question remains.
As others went and came, I promise they can't feel my pain.
The question remains. So I flew to New York City and signed the dotted line. A new management company known for a lot of grind. Cinematic music group with Dizza and Shice Bug had me sitting next to Jay-Z in a nightclub. We took all the records I did and dropped the mixtape. Flooded the streets and took over MySpace. Then wrote a hook for a song for Paul Wall. Supposedly you heard it but said it was all wrong. Call Riding Slow, Sean Kingston on a hook. Jay Grand sent to radio. Started to book shows in and out of town. Name got around. The white boy from Texas, southern hip hop sound. Did a song with Wayne on the drought is over too. Dropped by the Empire, don't think he ever knew. But suddenly I blew flows on every mixtape series. And local artists in my city, they had to fear me or respect me. As a definition of grind when Epic Records called and wanted to sign all hiphop.com. Breeding ground selection. First rapper signed out of San Antonio, Texas. Interview on Shade 45 with my new label mate. Nipsey Hussle, me and him was pushing weight. And when I thought everything was going good, it wasn't. The label said I had to do more than mixtape buzzing. Wanted me to be something that I wasn't. No more hip-hop songs, Q, but I kept them coming. They needed radio shit, stressing radio hits. Just bought a house with my advance. I couldn't quit, so I gave them what they wanted, and they still didn't push it. Lawyer saw a loophole in the contract, and I took it. And after 9 months of fighting, let me off the roster. Kevin died, I was depressed, I felt conquered. Broke as fuck. Like, where was my monster? Had to get a regular 9-to-5 and change my posture. Thought about going back to selling sacks, but no. I seen Danger and Rudy in D-Town go to prison for it, yeah, couldn't ignore it. The fact I'm an MC that never stays dormant. My task is enormous, but I'm ready, I'm game. They try to take my name, but yeah, the question
going
remains.
Going back from where I came, but it doesn't look the same. When you've been chasing the fame, but no complaints. Cause I've soaked up game, even when these haters trash my name.
The question remains.
Here I am, I'm still the same. Promise y'all ain't shit changed.
The question remains.
As others went and came, I promise they can't feel my pain.
The question remains.
I told you I wasn't going away. You got your shot, now give me mine. Hey, why don't you tell all these nice folks why you've been ducking me? Politics, man. This country wants to keep me down. Keep everybody weak. They don't want a man like me to have the title because I'm not a puppet like that fool up there.